We have a scripture reading from the New Testament from 1 Peter, 1st chapter, 13th verse. And it says this. It says, "With minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed in his coming." May God bless our hearing, our understanding, and our living of this scripture message. Just a couple thoughts, and that is that in Advent, we focus on the fact and on the joy, and we have relief, too, that Christ has been revealed to us. And this gives us hope. It gives us real and active and tangible hope. And hope is something that, for the last more than year and a half, that we has moved out of a theoretical realm, and is something that we have depended on a lot. Without that hope, we would be living in a very different world externally, and without hope, we live in a very, very different world internally. And 1 Peter, as we just heard, it says, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed in his coming. And this first Sunday in Advent, it is this Sunday of hope. And so you might wonder, so where is the hope in the coming of Christ? What does that mean? Where is the hope in the fact that he has been revealed? And with that, let me just share a very quick story. It's about a man, about two men, really. And one man is walking down the street, and it's nighttime, so it's dark outside, and the street lights are on. And as he approaches one street light, he notices that there is another man who's under the street light on his hands and knees, and he's obviously looking for something, searching. This one man approaches and he says, "What are you looking for and can I help?" And the man down on the ground says, "Yes, please, I lost my watch, I'm looking for my watch." And the one walking by says, "Well, of course, you know, I'd love to help." So he gets down on his hands and knees and they're both looking, and they've been looking for a long time at this point. And the helper finally says, he goes, "You know, this is crazy. We've covered every square inch under the streetlight, and I can't believe we haven't found it. Are you sure you lost it here?" And the man says, "No, I lost it over there in the darkness." And the helper says, "What are you doing? Why are we wasting the time looking over here?" And the guy goes, "Because, you silly man, you can't find anything over there. It's completely dark over there." This Sunday, there is genuine relief and joy and hope. Why? Because with the birth, with a life, with the teaching of Christ, we're able to see clearly with the light that he shined on life and what it's about, and helping us understand and see clearly through his light, that we're not searching in the shadows and we're not searching like fools in the light, but we're searching with genuine guidance, with genuine truth. We know where to look. We know what to do to make life a better place for us inside and for others and for the world. We know where to look. We know what to do. We know how to create happiness. We know how to build fulfillment. We know how to build healthy and strong and loving and joyful and resilient relationships. It's all laid out. When we look with the light of Christ, we know how to make the world genuinely a better place, how to relieve suffering, how to relieve and to help out others with undue struggling, how to make the world a more loving and caring, a more sharing place, so that there is genuine joy and relief. Because we create this hope and we see clearly what it takes, how to build genuine peace, how to provide genuine comfort and real help, sharing this tangible love incarnate with people in need, which is all of us. And we know all this, and we can see all of this clearly through Christ, who lights our path for all of this and so much more. And that is our genuine hope that's come alive, that we not only celebrate in Advent, but we exercise in the love and patience and the serving and the sharing that we provide. And with this, may we get to think about this and reflect on this as we sink in the joy and beauty of the season, and as we sink in and absorb and get to rest now for a while and sit back and let the music and the joy and the giving of our choir wash over us with their Advent cantata of Christmas music. And with that, to the choir and musicians, thank you, and God bless you, and amen.
Thank you. Baby born in Bethlehem, oh, Christ is born. Amen.